I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up next week on Only a Game, a salute to some veterans who were also athletes. But right now it's time for my conversation about the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Back in 2014, Sports Illustrated featured a cover story predicting that the Astros would win the World Series this year, and they did, and I hope you saved your copy of that issue.
Oh, of course I didn't, Bill. I recycled it years ago, but apparently they're going for a grand apiece now, which strikes me as a little bit weird because nobody's going to actually read the story. They're just going to frame the thing and hang it on the wall.
Seven games, a record number of home runs, five of them from World Series MVP George Springer, even the odd terrific pitching performance courtesy of Justin Verlander. What more could a baseball fan ask for in a World Series?
It was terrific. The 13-12 game was just a lot of fun.
What a picnic.
It was Earl Weaver's philosophy come to life, pitching in three-run homers.
Lots
you got
that of them.
Well, you got half of the philosophy anyway. You got the three-run homers. You didn't get much pitching.
Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson is out for the season now after tearing his ACL during practice. Obviously bad for the Texans, also bad for people who like watching dynamic, creative offense.
Yeah, he was just rounding into incredible form, probably the rookie of the year, and you know, this is one of those very strange non-contact injuries that football players get when they just plant their foot the wrong way. Mm.
An article in ESPN, the magazine, seems to be suggesting that Tom Brady is either a shameless huckster or a deluded fool. This has to do with the diet that Brady endorses. Does he really think that guys who get injured in the NFL are to blame for not taking care of themselves properly?
Well, I think it's hard for me to say this, but I don't know how Tom Brady escaped the clutches of the Scientologists. I really don't. Because this ESPN magazine piece makes him sound either like a cyborg or the biggest sucker who ever came down the track. For example, he sleeps every night in something called bioceramic recovery wear. What does bioceramic mean? Is it like living pottery?
Now you're scaring me.
Seriously. I mean, this is it's a phrase I never heard.
On Thursday, House Republicans unveiled their tax plan, and Golden State Warrior Steph Curry was prominently mentioned. In fact, he was the only person mentioned in the tax. Wait, what?
First of all, it's the zombie tax plan, as we all know, but it says it's designed to help, quote, distinguishing between the individual wage income of Stephen Curry and the pass-through business income of Steve's bike shop. Curry later tweeted, I wonder if Steve's Bike Shop is hiring, which is pretty good, actually.
Maybe you can get a T-shirt at least. Mm-hmm. Steve's Bike Shop T-shirt would be pretty good. According to the college basketball prognosticators working for Associated Press, Duke is the number one men's basketball team this year. You think they've got that right?
Oh, they're just lazy. They just put them in. They slot them in their preseason number one. Mm. Anyway, they're as good a choice as anyone. They got a good mixture of veterans and young players. Michigan State's number two. That seems to me to be a little bit high. But, you know, again, this is college basketball. This whole thing's going to be turned on its head by January.
Duke always used to have veterans, but it's really something to have a veteran these days, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, they've turned into the same kind of assembly line that Kentucky is.
Right. And on the women's side...
Wait a minute. Don't shock me. Don't do this to me, Bill. Let me guess.
Even though they are not the defending champion, it's UConn.
Yeah, of course it is, because they're the best team. And they were the best team last year, even though they didn't get there.
I know that you're a big fan of Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals, Charlie, but how do you feel about his political allegiances?
Yeah, je suis désolé, Bill. I mean, this is a deal breaker for me. Apparently, he's supporting Vladimir Putin ahead of the next Russian presidential election. Way out on a limb there, Ovi, by the way.
He probably picked a winner.
I think if he picked, like, 75% is the over-under on the vote, I think he'd probably win twice. Yeah, this is too bad. They asked him if he supported Putin's political beliefs. He said, it's not about political stuff.
It's a presidential election.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. I mean, it's probably honest. It isn't about political stuff. It's about who controls the intelligence apparatus.
Finally, Charlie, if you love to throw axes...
I do.
That's a silly
My goodness, I do.
Who doesn't love to throw axes? Anyway, I got a place that you got to try out in Paris.
Okay, let's go right now.
Tell us a little about Les Cogniers.
Yeah, for 19 euros, which is 22 bucks, for an hour, you can throw an axe at a target on the wall. Hmm. I think it's fabulous. I think the sobriety tests prior to throwing the axes are probably recommended.
I think so.
But it would take some of the fun out of it. I mean, all American bars have are darts. What's the fun
How
in
much
darts?
Damage can you
How
do?
How much damage can you do with a dart? Exactly.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.